I read it in English, then in Arabic. A song of praise to God coming in judgment. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among the peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in the sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O kindred of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, O the earth. The word also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and all its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it, that all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. Alleluia. هاي مزمور جميل بحبه كتير قوي لأنه بيعبر عن روح كنيسة بقوة. رنموا للرب ترنيمة جديدة. رنموا للرب يا كل الأرض. رنموا للرب، باركوا اسمه من يوم إلى يوم بخلاصه. حدثوا بين الأمم بمجده، بين جميع الشعوب بعجائبه، لأن الرب عظيم وحميد جدا، مهوب على كل الآلهة. لأن كل آلهة الشعوب أصنام، أما الرب فقد صنع السماوات مجد وجلال قدامه، العز والجمال في مقدسه. قدموا للرب يا قبائل الشعوب، قدموا للرب مجدا وقوة، قدموا للرب مجد اسمه، هاتوا تقدمة وادخلوا دياره، اسجدوا للرب في زينة مقدسة. ارتعدي قدامه يا كل الأرض، قولوا بين الأمم الرب قد ملك. أيضا تثبتت المسكونة فلا تتزعزع، يدين الشعوب بالاستقامة، لتفرح السماوات ولتبتهج الأرض، ليعج البحر وملؤه، ليجزل الحقل وكل ما فيه، لتترنم حينئذ كل أشجار الوعر أمام الرب، لأنه جاء ليدين الأرض، يدين المسكونة بالعدل والشعوب بأمانته. الليلويا. I think this Psalm 69 is not in need for 96. Asif, this Psalm 96 is not in need for anyone to give a commentary on it. It needs to be tasted and to be changed into practice and to be realized and fulfilled in our life. What he says? He says, oh, sing the Lord a new song. أول حاجة يقولها سبحوا للرب تسبيحا جديدا أو رنموا للرب ترنيمة جديدة. العبارة دي بتتقال في أول السنة. أول حاجة نقولها في النيروز أول توت يقول سبحوا للرب تسبيحا جديدا، وكأن أول طلبة تطلبها الكنيسة من الإنسان أنه في روح التجديد في التسبيح لربنا. The first reading in the church in the first new year, the Coptic year, it is said, may you sing a new song to the Lord. as if it is the first commandment of the church to her people that they have to start the new year with a new song or a new hymn. ما مش انا احب النهارده مش عايز اخليها وعظه لكن عايز اخليها قاعده صريحه نتكلم مع بعض. I hope that today we will not just, I don't want to give a sermon about giving hymns, but I want to speak practically how can we live in Jesus Christ and practice the new hymn in our lives, in the church, at home, while we are driving our cars, at our work, in every place. أول حاجة نلاحظها أن الدعوة موجهة لكل شيء مش بس للإنسان لكن بيتكلم عن الإنسان بيتكلم عن السماء بيتكلم عن الأرض بيتكلم عن البحر بيتكلم عن الحقول بيتكلم حتى عن البرية حتى عن الغابات حتى عن الأشجار عايز يحول العالم كله إلى أقدر أقول خورس للتسبيح لربنا. If we look to the psalm, he not only speaking about the believers or the church to enter in the sanctuary or to the temple and give hymns to the God, but he also asked, isn't even heaven? He said, let the heavens rejoice. He spoke of the earth. Let the earth be glad, even the sea to roar with new songs, and all its fullness, even the field with its fruits or its trees, let the field be joyful, and also the trees of the woods, the forests. He said, then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord. He wants all the world, heaven, earth, trees, animals, plants, even stones, can be converted as sons of Abraham, and all the whole world become as a one chorus of giving hymns to God Himself. We feel not we are alone giving hymns to God, but all the universe must become truly an icon of heaven or as a kind of communion with they practice the communion with the heavenly host to pray the Lord. We can't imagine that we will see in heaven one of the angels has a problem in his life and says, I have no time to give praise to God. We can't imagine one of the archangels or the cherubim or one of the seraphim have our isolated alone and says, oh, now I can't give hymns to God. All the heavenly hosts are working together in a kind of harmony, and they bring forth a symphony of love and they create an atmosphere of joy for all of them before the Lord. I think this is the work of the church, for the bishop, for the priest, for the teacher of Sunday school, for the parents, the father, the mother, how to create his local church, or to create his house, or to create his inner man to be an icon of heaven, rejoicing unceasingly and in communion with the heavenly host. نفسي أحبائي ألاقي بيوتنا وكنايسنا وقلوبنا وأفكارنا يبقى الواحد كده بيتنطط من الفرح. تزور واحد تلاقيه كده مهيس مالك فرحان بربنا فرحان بربنا ربنا مفرح قلبي وعايز أفرح قلوب الناس. داود النبي كان إنسان عجيب عايز هو يفرح والسماء تفرح والأرض تفرح والحيوانات تفرح والنباتات تفرح والبحر يفرح والعالم كله يتحول إلى خورس ممتع للتسبيح. Sometimes I feel sorry when, especially in our churches, when we look to giving hymns as just a preparatory to the sermon, or just a preparatory for the prayer. Giving hymns is one, we cannot separate it from the core of the church herself. I believe all the church, as if she is a song offered to God Himself. Singing songs is not something we have to practice, not essential. It is essential in our life and in our salvation and the atmosphere of heaven, which we have to practice here in this world. نفسي حبيبي أنا صحيح ما عنديش موهبة الألحان أكتر واحد، لكن أفرح قوي لما أسمع لحن أو ترنيمة، وأتمنى ألاقي الكنيسة كلها فرحانة. شاف الأسبوع اللي فات ولا اللي قبله في كنيسة مارجريس تال اللي قبله كانوا قاعدين يقولوا يعني المزمور 105، مش عارف يعني، المهم المزمور يمكن 150 أو التسبيح أثناء التناول توزيع. أنا ما بقدرش أركز لأن ببقى مركز في التناول، لكن لاحظت حاجة، أول ما بدوا الإنجليزي كل الكنيسة بدت تقول، كل الكنيسة كانت كده بتتنطط بالفرح. العيال حتى اللي كانوا بيلعبوا واللي بيقلع في جزمته واللي بيعمل، أول ما بدا إنجليزي بصيت لي كل العيال اتلموا حوالين بعض وبدوا يقولوا بصوت مفرح. قلت ياه لو الكنيسة تبقى كده على طول. When we truly, while we are taking the communion, I think before last week, when they started to give hymns in English, I noticed all the kids and the people started to say together in English, and they were giving same hymns. In my heart, I was full of joy and asked myself, why we do not truly grant this atmosphere not only for our kids but for all the church. I myself feel as if I am in heaven when I see all the people are giving hymns through the liturgy or through the taking, receiving the communion or in our meetings, whatever is are these meetings. أكتر حاجة تتعبني في حياتي، أكتر حاجة تحطم لي نفسيتي بصراحة كده، لما لاقي شماس أو معلم يقول لحن منفرد والباقي كله نايم. بصراحة دي أوحش منظر، بيخليني مش طايق نفسي، بحس كده واحد بياخدني من السماء ينزلني في التراب. مش ممكن هنلاقي في السماء كده، ما ظنش في السماء نلاقي معلم وبيقول والباقي كل الملائكة ورؤساء الملائكة واقفين. It is a bad thing in our church that sometimes we have the hymns for one person and all of us we are attending. In our church, all the hymns give me in the liturgy, one word it is said, one deacon or what you call ma'alim says this hymn. It is the whole people. They have all of them to give sing or singing the song to the Lord with one spirit and in joy. نفسي كده صحيح الجيل الجديد عايزه ما يتعلمش مننا الجيل القديم selfishness ويبقوا كده كل واحد alone. We want to feel happy when all the people are working as a chorus and there is a harmony and symphony among all the people while they are giving the hymns. يقول المرتل طوبى للشعب الذي يعرف التسبيح. طوبى للشعب الذي يعرف التسبيح. The psalm says Blessed are the people who knows hymns or giving hymns. The meaning of blessing means sharing the heavenly host their own life, because their lives are blessed, and blessedness means the life in heaven itself. Then, if we want to share the heavenly host, we have to know how to give hymns, songs, how to thank God unceasingly. نفسي أحبائي يتحول إيماننا إلى روح التسبيح الذي لا ينقطع. تسبيح حلوة، ممتعة، جميلة، ولابد في التسبيح أنها تكون مفهومة ومعروفة. يعني لازم we have to pray by our mind and also to pray in spirit, in mind and spirit, as in Corinthians chapter 14, the first Corinthians, or the first epistle to the Corinthians. لابد ان احنا نسبح ربنا بالعقل بالفكر، فاهمين ايه اللي بنقوله، ولابد ايضا ان نسبح الله بالروح. الاثنين يمشوا مع بعض. There is no separation between mind and spirit. We have to give hymns in spirit and with our mind to understand what we are singing and saying to the Lord Jesus Christ. الحقيقة أنا عايز أتكلم practically. I want to speak practically concerning giving hymns. أنا ملاحظ حتى في اسكندرية، ودي لاحظناها كتير، إن كتير من بيوتنا ما عندهمش روح التسبيح. يعني تبص تلاقي ست، أي سيدة، كنت بزور عيلة امبارح وبعدين تسوني معايا، فبتقول للولاد عايز أسمع منكم صنج. فقالوا ما نعرفش. فقالت للأم إزاي فلانة ما تعرفيش، إزاي أنت في الكنيسة على طول وما في. فقالت لها أنا حاطة لها جايبة كمية كبيرة من الترانيم العربي وكانوا بينسجموا بيها، لكن لهم حوالي سنتين بدوا يبطلوا. طب لما يبقوا سنهم 12-13 سنة خلاص هيفهموا عربي. Sometimes we insist that we teach our kids only the Arabic hymns, and they start and they feel happy to say that until they become 10, 11, 12 years old, and then they will stop. It is not their own language. They do not enjoy the Arabic language, even if they can understand it. They are thinking in English, as I am thinking. Even when I am speaking English, I am thinking in Arabic. This is my mother language, and all my thoughts are in Arabic. It is too hard to sing in English for me. The same thing, if we want our kids to enjoy the hymns, we have from their childhood to learn them beside the Arabic, the English hymns. It is very important. Don't say only Arabic or only Coptic. Okay, I am not against Coptic, I am not against Arabic, but I insist that you have to learn them some hymns in English so that they will truly enjoy these hymns. Not only they enjoy these hymns, you don't know what about their future. Perhaps they will be in the university with their friends, and they ask them about their church, and they live with their friends in the same building, or even when they are at work, or if they married some Canadians or American, then they are in need to speak, to give hymns in English. We can't say a person married a lady from Canada or from Australia or America, and he says, oh, we have to give hymns in Arabic. How is it? Even if she or he obeys, they will not enjoy the hymns. We have to give hymns from our own hearts, not only by our tongues and just to repeat words which we do not understand. نفسي أحبائي نبقى سيريس كلنا كده كهنة وشعب وخدام مدرس أحد نبقى سيريس في أنه نعلم ولادنا إزاي يسبحوا ربنا بالتسبيح باللغة اللي الولاد يفهموها ويعيشوا بيها وأيضا تمتد مع الزمن ما تيجيش في يوم نلاقي الولاد وقفوا وقالوا مش عارفين نكمل. If we are looking also to our church as the church of preaching, what will happen when we will preach the Canadians? We will say you have to speak in English? No? Or you have to speak in Arabic? And to give hymns in Arabic? Impossible. I want to tell you, on 11th of October, there was a meeting for preaching in New Jersey. And they called many people from their words, the neighbors of the church. And those who attend the meeting were 500 people. 70 of them were Americans. And they enjoyed too much this meeting. And Ambassador Yale spoke to them about the church, about Jesus Christ, and how we enjoy the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. What happened? Just an example. They were afraid perhaps some of the fanatics, Muslims, come, because they said we will send 30 persons to discuss this matter with you. But nobody came, and everything was very peaceful. But they asked two captains from the policemen to be in the church. One of them, after they finished the meeting, went to Father Abraham and said to him, I enjoyed the meeting. I want to know when the next meeting I want to be admitted to the church. This is the policeman. الضابط البوليسي اللي جاي علشان يحافظ على النظام اثنين ضباط واحد منهم ساب النظام ودخل جوه وسمع الوعظ وانبسط قوي وراح لابونا ابراهام قال له ممكن اتربط بالكنيسه واجي اعيش معاكم انا انبسطت قوي بالروح الموجوده في الكنيسه هنا. I think we are in need to prepare ourselves for preaching. It is not just to speak English, but even the new generation in their correct slang, Canadian slang, can preach, give hymns, to be leaders in the church, to attract many Canadians to accept the right faith and to live in the church, not in formalities, but in the life and the spirit of the church. نفسي أحبائي حياة كل واحد تتحول إلى أغنية. I hope that every one of us, his life will be changed into a song or into a hymn. When a person, a believer, his life is changed into a hymn, and directly he will have his effect on his friends, on the members of his family, even in the members of the church, and he or she will create the atmosphere of joy wherever he or she they are present. الإنسان الروحي الملتهب بالروح فرحان صدقني حتى لو حطيته في جنازة يفرح الناس. في ناس كده تقعد في أي حتة المكان يتبارك والناس تفرح والناس تنبسط
ومن العينات الموجودة اللي ما ننساهاش في الناحية دي طبعا بابا كرولوس وأنبا مينا آفا مينا وابونا مخيل إبراهيم وابونا بشوي كامل، عينات عشنا معاها وشفنا ازاي يعني مجرد وجودهم في حتة بيعمل جو من الفرح. I said I gave contemporary examples how somebody truly created an atmosphere of joy like His Holiness Pope Kyrillos VI and His Grace Anba Mina Ava Mina in the Monastery of Ava Mina and Father Mikhail Ibrahim and Father Bishoy Kamel and even among the laymen. We do not ignore many of them like Dr. بنسى اسمه اللي هو في مصر الجديدة راغب عبد النور. We can't ignore his effect wherever he goes or he went at that time. You find he truly full of joy and he created an atmosphere of joy with many people even individually or in communal life. شخصية الدكتور راغب عبد النور كانت شخصية لذيذة، وهو مش لح نقول أسقف ولا بطرك ولا علمي ولا كاهن ولا راهب، لكن شخص ألماني. وهي was very successful as a doctor or physician and he was beloved from the Christians and the Muslims and he was truly a good witness of heaven itself. كان شاهد حقيقي للحياة في السماء. وعايز أقول أنا أتذكر لما كان في فلوسر قبل ما يروح مصر الجديدة، I asked him while he was in Luxor, how do you يعني make organization or how to or to your time، زي أنت بتنظم تعمل organization للوقت بتاعك. I was astonished. Every moment in his life was very precious. Even while he was eating, he was doing something positive in his life. Even in his office, he changed the office as a church, and many Christians repented through their meeting with Dr. Raghib Abd al-Nur. نفسي كل واحد فينا تختلف ايه عن دكتور عبد الراغب عبد النور؟ ليه ما نكونش كل واحد فينا بدل ما تقول انا ابونا بيشتغل وابونا بيشتغل شو بعت له الحالة دي وبعت له شهادة ما تشتغل. Why we are not working very hard through the atmosphere of love and joy, the atmosphere of heaven itself. It is said that Saint David, who was a man of suffering from his childhood until the end of his life, he was also a man of joy. He was the great psalmist and he created an atmosphere of joy in a very dark time at that in this age. He created atmosphere of joy. It is said that he has his harp and he used to take it even while he was escaping from the king like Saul, while Saul was looking to kill him, or even while he was escaping from the face of his brother Absalom, as his son Absalom, who also wanted to behead him. And he used to give hymns every morning and every night before and after he was sleeping. He couldn't sleep without giving hymns, even while he was escaping, even while he was a foreigner place. Because sometimes he went to the neighbor nations to escape from the face of سول. شخصية عجيبة، حتى لو كان هارب من وش ابنه، من وش ابنه اللي من دمه ومن لحمه، اللي حب بس ياخد مملكته، لكن لم صمم على انه يقطع راسه. ومع هذا ما عادش يبكي ويحزن ويتضايق، اخذ القيصارة بتاعته واينما وجد يغني مزمورين ثلاثة قبل ما ينام، واول ما يصحى يغني مزمورين ثلاثة، يحول الاتموسفير من اتموسفير اوف سفرينج انتو اتموسفير اوف جوي. When you read the Psalms, you will never find among all these Psalms except one case. All the Psalms end or conclude by joy. Even when he starts the Psalms with crying, sometimes he is asking God, why you forsake me? Why you let the enemies to do so and so? Why my enemies are prospered and my enemies are successful? But at the end he says, oh, I rejoice, you are my salvation, you are my refuge, I feel happy, you are taking care of me, I am under the shadow of your wings, and so on. You feel how even when he starts, while he was upset, when he giving hymns, at the end he was relaxed and he was full of joy, and he trusted in God who truly had the power and authority and to grant man all his needs. نفسي أحبائي كده، عايز كده أحس كل ما زور بيت ألاقي البيت ده كده مهيص بربنا. مش عايز كل واحد يشتكي، اللي يشتكي من مراته، واللي يشتكي من عياله، واللي يشتكي من جوزه، تشتكي من جوزها، واللي يشتكي من الزمن، واللي يشتكي من صحته، واللي يشتكي ليه؟ بنشتكي على ايه؟ يومين ويعدوا ما نفرحهم. ليه ما نعيش اليومين دول فرحانين ومهيصين بربنا؟ انا عايز اقول حاجة مهم، مش هقولها ومش هذكر الاماكن عشان ما يتعرفوش، لكن امبارح انسانة كلمتني من خارج اوتوا، وكلمتني حوالي يمكن ثلاث مرتين او ثلاث، في حالة مرارة لان ابنها بدأ يبيع. وكنت نبهتها كتير، قلت لها صدقيني الجو اللي انت عايشاه مع جوزك هتندمي عليه. وتقول لي ما يحتمل شو ما يعمل شو. امبارح وصلت الى حالة من امر ما يمكن، بدأ البوليس يتدخل، وبدأ الولد يضيع، وبدأ يتطرد من المدرسة، امور مرة وقاسية. ده الثمر بتاع الاتموسفير of the depression or the upset والوري بتاع البيت. والنهاردة واحدة ايضا من جوه كندا، مش من اوتوا، نفس القصة، وبرضي قعدت معها زمان قلتها خلي بالك ولادك حيضيعوا. النهاردة بتقولي اعمل ايه ولادي، بكلم ولد منهم قال لها كده بالنص، قال لها روحي شوفي نفسك انت وجوزك بتعملوا ايه. You are hypocrites. بس في الكنيسة شكليات، وانتم مطلعين روح بعض ومطلعين روحنا معاكم. قالت لي اعمل ايه في الولاد؟ قلت لها ما هو ده التمن اللي انتم بتعملوه. The price of our life without joy, our kids surely will be truly ruined and they will be destroyed eternally, and we are the cause. Not only our kids and ourselves also. Don't give any excuse to yourself why you are not rejoicing. Don't give the excuse the other partners, the church, the circumstances of the world, the circumstances of your health. No excuse at all. You have the abilities to live in heaven and to practice just a joyful life. I hope that every one of us be an ambassador of the joyful life, and to praise not only by our tongues, but also by our minds, by our hearts, by our hands, by our bodies. We feel all the wholeness of our manhood are rejoicing, and we are truly full of joy because of the dwelling of the Holy Trinity in our lives. مش عايز اطول عليكم. نفسي احبائي شهوة قلبي ان انا الاقي كل واحد كل واحدة في ما تشتكيش. قول لي ربنا عايز افرح، عايز اتمتع بيك، شيلني شيل فوق كل الظروف اللي انا بعيش فيها. ما فيش حاجة في الدنيا تستاهل انك تزعل. كل العالم ده هيبقى تحت رجليك. ربنا يدينا كلنا. May our Lord grant all of us to practice the joyful life. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Alleluia. Zuxabatri. Jesus Christ, thank you for you truly our joy. In you we truly have the experience of heaven, and outside you we can't rejoice even if we have joy from outside. We are looking for the work of your Holy Spirit whose fruit is love and joy and peace. We ask you to work in our lives so that truly we will become the members of your body, the body which truly are rejoicing for the redeeming work. We ask you to be with us and with all your people, and to create the atmosphere of joy in our inner man, in our churches, at our houses, in our works, and wherever we are, you can grant us the atmosphere of joy. We ask you especially for those who are under persecution and those who are suffering in Egypt or wherever they are. We believe you grant them peace and you support them and you help them. We ask you to be with us so that we may share them without losing our inner joy. In the prayers of Saint Mary, Saint George, Saint Anthony, all your saints, may you hear us when we say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses. We give those who trespass against us, and deliver us from our kingdom. محبة الله الآب ونعمة الابن الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح شركة موهبة وعطية الروح القدس تكون مع جميعكم. امضوا بسلام. سلام الرب معكم.